The E. coli outbreak that has been traced back to spinach grown in California could have a potentially devastating effect on farmers in Salinas Valley. In the region known as the salad bowl of the world, spinach production is at a standstill, and some farmers have even started to plow under their spinach fields. Joining us now is James Bogart, president of the Grower Shipper Association of Central California. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Bogart. First of all, I wanted to ask you, how big a part does spinach play in the agricultural economy there?
Significant part. In Monterey County, all crops have a gross production value of about $3.4 billion, according to the most recent crop report. Spinach is approaching $200 million annually in gross production values, and it's been on the increase, meaning there's been more acreage of spinach planted, more gross production value, and shipments of spinach over the last 5 to 10 years.
So the economic, the potential economic effect of this could be pretty serious.
Potentially, it could be. I think it's just a question of how long this lasts.
Who is being affected?
Well, right now, basically the industry. I mean, shipments of spinach have stopped. They're being bags and fresh product have been pulled from the store shelves. Been pulled from the restaurants, and they're just not serving spinach. So it's effectively just shut down the spinach market. And I want to make clear that the industry's focus now is on the food safety aspect. We're working with the government regulatory agencies, FDA, the California Department of Health Services, USDA, the science community, to try to isolate this pathogen and where along the production and distribution lines it may be popping up. It's the proverbial needle in the haystack, and we're essentially trying to reduce the size of the haystack to find the needle. And that's really where our efforts are being focused at the moment.
Well, there have been at least 8 outbreaks of E. coli that have been traced back to the Salinas Valley since 1995. So is there an endemic problem that the industry does need to address?
Well, I wouldn't categorize it that way. I don't think it's an endemic problem. I think that maybe just by virtue of what we do and how we do it, we cannot grow our crops in a laboratory or in a factory with four walls and a roof over it in pristine conditions. We're affected by the elements, and we're outside, and it's just the nature of what we do. But when you consider the very few incidents of foodborne illnesses associated with fresh produce, especially in light of the tremendous amount of consumption that has been increasing over the past decade, it's a pretty good track record. That said, my feeling is that even one case of foodborne illness is one too many.
Do you think that the bags of spinach that have become so popular and the bags of lettuce that have become so popular might be a thing of the past after this?
No, I don't. I don't. Look, we're the best in the world at what we do, and we're constantly striving to improve that. And food safety is the number one priority of the industry, and I think we will improve upon what we do. We'll continue to provide a safe, nutritious, and affordable product to consumers, and hopefully they'll eat more fruits and vegetables.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Okay, thanks.
James Bogart is the president of the Grower Shipper Association based in Salinas, California.